You'd think with the temperatures over the past weekend that spring is right around the corner, but here we're back into cold winter temperatures again.
Well, I know. I just recently noticed daffodil foliage coming up through the leaf mulch. I couldn't believe it. And then last Sunday, I saw the first bloom for the season up in this little tiny corner in a very sunny pocket against the house.
Oh, that's wonderful. I saw some sprouting bulbs the other day, and I thought, there is hope.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
So in general, though, I mean, it has gotten pretty cold this winter. How have these cold temperatures affected plants in your garden?
Well, I have some plants that seem to be doing pretty good for the most part. And then there's others like my brown turkey fig. I'm not real sure about that one.
So I have noticed some browning leaves here and there on evergreen shrubs around town. Is that normal, or are these obvious signs of winter damage?
Yeah, I think by now we are definitely seeing signs of winter damage. The extreme temperatures, the drying winds, and lack of cold hardiness on some of the plants all bring on the browning leaves and stem dieback, and in some cases, just complete death. I've seen a good bit of browning and even leaf drop on some of the evergreens, you know, like hollies and cherry laurel, Nandina, Mahonia, and even the Daphnes. And all these plants normally are able to withstand our cold winter temperatures.
Are you seeing damage that could be even more severe than that browning?
Yeah, definitely on some of the more marginally hardy plants that we've been able to grow here in the last few years. They just gotten hit really hard and you probably won't make it. You know, things like hardy gardenia, Indian hawthorn, tea olive, the Laura petalum especially, or what we call the fringe flower. They're really looking rough. And I've also heard a lot about rosemaries having like really extensive bronzing of the foliage and dry brittle stems. And these are really bad indications for a successful recovery.
Wow. So with rosemary, will that come back from the root, or
no,
is it just done for?
No, most likely not. You know, the fig is root hardy, and it'll come back from the root, but rosemary, it won't.
Huh. So what's the best approach to taking care of plants like that then?
Well, ultimately, it's really best just to wait before you start pruning, because even dead-looking plants can still be alive. The extent of the winter damage really is determined after the new growth starts, like in the spring. And then you want to just simply prune back to any dead twigs and branches, back to a live bud or branch. And, you know, you can find out if the branch or stem is alive simply by scraping a little bit to look to see if there's a green layer underneath. And this usually indicates that there's live tissue there, and it'll grow out when the conditions are right.
Okay, so maybe later this spring we can touch base some more about what to do.
Yeah, we will know a lot more in the next month or so.
Sounds good. Thanks, Allison.
Thanks, Greta.